Hello, hypertension resistors. In today's episode, we're discussing hypertension measurement using my research article entitled Use of Automated Office Blood Pressure Monitoring in Older Working Age Adults. In this study, we explored the concordance of three types of blood pressure monitoring in older individuals still in the working age population. So let's get to it.
You are listening to Hypertension Resistant to Treatment, where you will get knowledge, training, resources, and support for better blood pressure control. If you are suffering with high blood pressure or blood pressure that is difficult to treat, this podcast is indeed for you. Here is your host, Dr. Tanya.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tanya, and I am here to teach you everything you ought to know about hypertension management and trending health topics. I've been a clinical scientist for over 10 years, and I've learned a thing or two about hypertension management and medication-taking behavior. I will share with you all that I've learned and all that's out there that will help you get control of your blood pressure and improve your health. Stick with me and use this information to help you and your family make informed health decisions. Listen up and share this information with your family and friends. Thanks for listening. Uncontrolled hypertension leads to a high risk for stroke, cardiovascular disease, and renal morbidity and mortality, negatively impacting workers and human resources. Accurate blood pressure assessment and treatment are central to managing hypertension. This study tests the hypothesis that unattended, automated office blood pressure monitoring and home blood pressure monitoring would improve blood pressure control in adults with uncontrolled resistant hypertension compared to traditional office blood pressure monitoring. This featured study is a retrospective chart review investigating three distinct blood pressure measurement methods: office blood pressure monitoring, automated office blood pressure monitoring, and home blood pressure monitoring. These methods were evaluated across three visits, an initial visit and two follow-up visits. We used a comprehensive data collection tool to gather patient information from the electronic medical chart, including demographics, lifestyle modifications, and medication details. We included adults 19 years or older who monitor and log their blood pressure at home and were prescribed at least three antihypertensive medications, with one being a diuretic, and who had at least three visits in the hypertension clinic. These adults were diagnosed as resistant hypertensive patients by definition. The study was conducted in a specialized hypertension clinic in the southeastern region of the United States. This clinic provider was a hypertension specialist who sees 15 to 20 patients daily. Office blood pressure monitoring was defined as a systolic and diastolic measurement performed by a trained clinic staff using a validated automated device with an appropriately sized cuff. The process typically involves the patient sitting in a designated triage area. The measurement may be repeated if the initial reading is elevated. Otherwise, it involves one reading that is inserted into the electronic medical record. The office blood pressure monitoring is a routine and essential practice during medical visits, providing immediate insights into a patient's cardiovascular health and assisting in the diagnosis and management of hypertension. The automated office blood pressure monitoring can be measured using a fully automated device, but in this study, it was measured with a BP True monitor. The BP True monitor is a validated automated blood pressure measurement device designed for automated office blood pressure measurements. This monitor takes 6 consecutive blood pressure readings, 1 minute apart, discarding the first measurement and averaging the remaining 5. The process occurs while the patient is seated alone in a quiet room with their back supported, feet flat on the floor, and the non-dominant arm is cuffed with an appropriately sized cuff placed directly on the skin while the arm is at chest level. The BP True monitor provides accurate and consistent blood pressure readings, contributing to a more reliable assessment in the clinical setting. Patients purchased their own home blood pressure monitor and conducted their blood pressure readings at home and brought their blood pressure logs to the hypertension clinic. Patients followed specific guidelines such as resting for a few minutes before measurement, using the correct cuff size, and maintaining a consistent technique. In this study, we identified 28 adults with resistant hypertension from the electronic medical records. These adults met the inclusion criteria. Participants had a mean age of 56 years. The majority were female and Black. Patients exhibited an average of 21 years of hypertension, managed with an average of 4 antihypertensive medications. A significant portion of patients did not endorse lifestyle modifications, such as diet and exercise. Comorbidities such as diabetes and high cholesterol and chronic kidney disease were prevalent, but not stroke. Blood pressure control was defined as an office blood pressure measurement of less than or equal to 140 over 90 millimeters of mercury, or an automated office blood pressure measurement, or a home blood pressure measurement of less than 135 over 85 millimeters of mercury. We found that there was a significant improvement in systolic and diastolic blood pressure by time and method, with a p-value of less than 0.01 for all. Automated office blood pressure monitoring and home blood pressure monitoring were similar, with a p-value of greater than 0.05. And both were significantly different from office blood pressure monitoring with a p-value of less than 0.001. Although home blood pressure monitoring and automated office blood pressure monitoring exhibited both differed significantly from office blood pressure monitoring initially, however, surprisingly, at the second follow-up visit, home blood pressure monitoring was in concordance with office blood pressure monitoring with a p-value of greater than 0.05. The prevalence of controlled blood pressure varied among methods, with automated office blood pressure monitoring consistently having a higher control rate, indicating its potential efficacy. However, home blood pressure monitoring was concordant with automated office blood pressure monitoring at each visit. mask uncontrolled hypertension, and white coat effect occurrences were detected by the automated office blood pressure monitoring and home blood pressure monitoring only, emphasizing the importance of their use in the clinical setting. Our study also outlined the frequencies of prescribed medications at the initial visit only, with beta blockers being the most common medication prescribed, and highlighted high medication adherence, where 82% showed no signs of non-adherence at the initial visit. In conclusion, hypertension management is complex and involves the patient, provider, and health system. Automated office blood pressure monitoring in the office setting yield an accurate value compared to office blood pressure monitoring, devoid of the white coat effect. Automated office blood pressure monitoring and home blood pressure monitoring showed concordance, but not office blood pressure monitoring due to the white coat effect and mass hypertension. Accurate blood pressure assessment in the office supports appropriate medication type and dose titration for improved blood pressure control. Automated office blood pressure monitoring provides an accurate and appropriate method for identifying patients with uncontrolled blood pressure during the office visit. This study serves as a stepping stone for future research and clinical guidelines, urging continuous exploration of innovative approaches in this group of patients. And there you have it. Automated office blood pressure monitoring was shown to be the most accurate blood pressure measurement in the medical office setting in these patients. Stay tuned to Hypertension Resistant to Treatment for more information on hypertension. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next one.